This news update is being brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe and buy Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Huron County Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, May 14th in the courthouse in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, there will be a hearing at 9:10 to amend the county's property assessed clean energy program. And at 9:20, Community Corrections Coordinator David Stevens will explain and present the fiscal year 2025 grant application. Some of the other items on the preliminary agenda that are expected to be approved include the proposed Michigan Department of Transportation agreement with the Huron Transit Corporation, along with contracting to have agricultural appraisals studies done and upgrading the digital recording system of district court. And Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen has announced that the Sheriff's Office will honor National Police Week by adding some flair to their uniforms. Starting Saturday, all staff members will be wearing a black ribbon over their badges as a symbol of respect and remembrance for the brave men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to their communities. National Police Week originated in 1962 when President Kennedy designated May 15th as Peace Officers Memorial Day. Since then, this week has been a time to honor law enforcement officers nationwide. Locally, attention turns to two individuals from the Huron County Sheriff's Department who gave their lives in the line of duty. Sheriff Joseph J. Murray tragically lost his life on Lake Huron on June 2nd, 1932, while Deputy Sheriff Kelly J. Vermeersch died in a patrol car crash on June 11th of 2000. As we observe National Police Week from May 11th to May 17th, let's reflect on the dedication and commitment of these fallen heroes. Their sacrifice serves as a reminder of the dangers law enforcement officers face daily as they work to ensure the safety of our communities. And the 54th Circuit Court in Tuscola County recently issued a preliminary injunction against Zimba Dairy Incorporated, ordering the concentrated animal feeding operation to cease discharging wastewater into state waters. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced the injunction, which follows an amended complaint filed in April. Allegations against Zimba include failure to obtain a required wastewater permit, unlawful discharge of wastewater into surface water and groundwater, and involvement in the 2021 incident that resulted in the deaths of thousands of fish in the North Branch White Creek. Attorney General Nessel emphasized the significance of the ruling, stating this ruling marks a pivotal step in holding Zimba Dairy Incorporated accountable for its environmental impact and threats to public health. Zimba operates three locations with over 3,500 head of cattle, including more than 1,600 dairy cows, allegedly surpassing the regulatory threshold for cattle confinement. The 54th Circuit Court in Tuscola County is set to review motions for a partially summary disposition from both plaintiffs and Zimba on May 29th. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Conquer your lawn with savings this season at Tri-County Equipment. Huge discounts on Toro lawnmowers and zero turns in stock. The Toro 21-inch recycler push mower, self-propelled with variable speed, is only $369. The 22-inch Toro 60-volt max battery recycler mower with smart stow is just $599. The Toro 60-inch time cutter zero turn with iron-forged 10-gauge steel deck and 24.5-horsepower Toro V-twin engine is just $44.99. Why buy from a big box store when you can get the best deal at Tri-County Equipment with parts and service after the sale? Come see the Tri-County difference. Prices good through May 31st, 2024, only while supplies last.
This is Scotty Watchers from Tri-County Equipment. We have seven locations carrying Toro equipment with sales, parts, and service after the sale. See one of our Tri-County Equipment Toro locations near you in Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Lapeer, Marlette, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
Looking for a Honda generator? Find the lowest prices at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location. Huge discounts on Honda generators and Honda water pumps in stock.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. A collision on M46 near Isles Road in Moore Township on Thursday afternoon prompted an urgent response from Santa Clara County Emergency Services, resulting in one fatality and four injuries. According to initial reports, a 31-year-old woman from Snover attempted to pass another vehicle while traveling eastbound on M46. Tragically, this maneuver led to a head-on collision with a westbound 2019 Buick Enclave, driven by a 15-year-old teen from Columbus and St. Clair County, who was accompanied by family members. Emergency responders, including Sanilac EMS, Marlette EMS, and Eastern Huron Ambulance Service, swiftly arrived at the scene. The Snover woman was transported to McLaren Lapeer Regional Hospital for further care, while occupants of the Buick, including a 49-year-old mother, her 11-year-old son, and her 78-year-old mother, received attention from EMS teams. Sadly, the grandmother succumbed to her injuries, and the younger boy was transferred to Flint Hurley Medical Care Center for specialized treatment. Despite wearing seatbelts, the circumstances surrounding the collision remain under investigation. And smarter vehicles could mean some of the most dramatic changes for the traditional traffic signal since the yellow light was added more than a century ago. Researchers at North Carolina State University and the University of Michigan are testing how to tap into new technology found in the U.S. vehicle fleet to directly influence traffic signals and reduce congestions. The North Carolina State study even imagines a time when there could be so many self-driving vehicles on the road that a fourth light, a white one, could be added to allow them to lead the way. Michigan's research relies on connected vehicles made by General Motors and seeks to adjust real-time the lights based on traffic. And schools across the U.S. are increasingly turning to artificial intelligence and video cameras to spot guns. Some states are considering multi-million dollar grant programs for the technology, but many of those bills have been written with specific criteria, so only one software provider can qualify. That company is Zero Eyes, which was founded a few years ago by military veterans. The chair of the National Council of School Safety Directors says the technology is good, but he has some concerns about state laws giving preference to providers of particular security platforms. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Great weather and better deals are at Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, in stock and arriving daily. You'll find a nice selection of Escape, Bronco Sport, Bronco, Edge, Explorer, F-150, and Expeditions. Deals include up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 1.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Escape, up to $3,000 factory rebate plus 0.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Edge, up to $1,250 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Explorer, up to $9,250 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Expedition, up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing on a 2024 F-150. Take an incoming stock order and save an extra $500 factory rebate on most models. Current offers and June 3rd, 2024, trade-in assistance renewal and plan cash included in factory rebate offers, APR offers based on credit approval.
And we're back here on the Thumb Broadcasting with more news. A powerful solar storm put on an amazing skyward light show worldwide overnight, but caused what appeared to be only minor disruptions to the electric power grid, communications, and satellite positioning systems. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says extreme geomagnetic storm conditions continued, and there were preliminary reports of power grid irregularities and degradation of high-frequency communications and global positioning systems. But the Federal Emergency Management Agency said that so far, no FEMA region had reported any significant impact. The NOAA predicted that strong flares will continue through at least Sunday. Brilliant purple, green, yellow, and pink hues of the northern lights were reported worldwide. And crews are preparing to conduct a controlled demolition to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland. The explosives are expected to be detonated Sunday. The steel span landed on the bow of a massive container ship that lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns shortly after leaving Baltimore on March 26th. Since then, the ship has been struck amid the wreckage, and Baltimore's busy port has been closed to most maritime traffic. The controlled demolition will allow the deli to be refloated and restore traffic through the port. And the first recipient of a genetically modified pig kidney transplant has died nearly 2 months after he underwent the procedure. Rick Slayman underwent the procedure at Massachusetts General Hospital in March. The hospital's transplant team says it is deeply saddened by Slayman's passing and offered condolences to his family. They say there is no indication he died as a result of the transplant. Slayman's family thanked his doctor, saying their efforts gave them 7 more weeks with him. They say their memories from that time will remain in their minds and hearts. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Ruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.